So let's talk about CAR-T, which again, we could talk about for a long time, but just bottom line right now, and of course, we talked about it a lot with Jeremy Abramson in a symposia. Maybe you can just talk a little bit about where we are right now in terms of CAR-T, what we know about it. And in particular, one of the things that Jeremy was talking about that honestly, I don't remember hearing before, again, through the eyes of what the oncologist sees, was beginning to see differentiation in the different products, which I never really heard about before myself. But now I'm kind of starting to hear that. So tell us about CAR-T.
Yeah, so I mean, there's three products that have been furthest along. They all are chimeric antigen receptor T cells engineered against CD19, but there's a difference in the activation domain, whether it's a 4-1BB or a CD28 activation domain. There are different compounds that are furthest along. The compound, which is one that is not FDA approved, is different from the other two in the sense that there is a separation of the CD4 positive and the CD8 positive T cells, and there is probably a more refined calculation of what dose of T cells a person is going to be receiving. And in terms of the biology, I think, you know, Jeremy probably is better versed to be able to explain that, but I think there may be a difference in terms of, you know, which cells are activated and what kind of efficacy you have.
He was also talking about, I guess, the time sequence of when you see cytokine release and the neurologic syndrome. What do we know right now in terms of efficacy?
I think in terms of efficacy, they're all, you know, from my perspective, they're all quite similar in that altogether about 40% of people can have long-term remission. So this is quite remarkable. I mean, 40% on the surface doesn't sound, you know, particularly exciting. You know, we want it to be 100%. But when you think about these patients, you know, these are the patients who have had frontline therapy, usually a salvage regimen, often an autologous stem cell transplant, and sometimes even another cycle or two of other agents to try to keep their disease at bay. And when they go to a CAR-T, to have 40% of those patients enter a complete remission. And what seems really exciting is that if they're in a complete remission at 3 months, that this predicts for long-term remission, with follow-up now getting close to several years on average for many of these trials.
So, I mean, actually 40% with those kind of results is actually spectacular. And one of the things I'm kind of curious about is I've seen some math calculations that suggest that not that many people are actually getting CAR-T right now for diffuse large B-cell. Is that correct? And if so, what's going on?
Yeah, no, I think that's, you've just hit on one of the biggest challenges. You know, we now have a therapy that can really offer substantial relief and remission to patients. And yet there's a number of barriers. You know, the first is purely access. You know, CAR-T is only available at a number of centers around the country, and I expect that to increase over time. So perhaps that barrier will diminish over time. But right now it is limited to not a handful, but I would say, you know, maybe 50 different sites around the country, which for a big country is not very much. But the other piece is really patient selection and who should and should not be considered eligible for a CAR-T. Sometimes patients come with too many comorbidities. Other times, you know, they are just too frail. There are different things that go into who gets selected for the CAR-T process. And then the third issue is still cost. And right now, you know, certainly at our center, private payers, you know, you often have to negotiate and make sure that the price is understood and that it will be covered. Otherwise, it's a substantial cost to the institutions that are doing this. And then when it comes to Medicare and Medicaid, it can often be very difficult to get approval. So there's a delay that's built in as we try to obtain approval, and then we lose some patients along the way there too.